Michael Hartel, I want to welcome you to Your First Franchise. You're based in Austin, so I want to welcome you from New Orleans to Austin. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Yul. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I love opening up with this question. If you got a vendor, somebody you're trying to do business with to bring more value to your franchisees, where would you bring that vendor, let's say you flew into Austin, Texas, to earn your business, to collaborate with them? Where would you take them to do business or close the deal?
Ooh, that's a good question. I am a steakhouse guy. I really like the environment, the food, the atmosphere. There's a local one here in Austin called J Prime. Mm-hmm. So it's not a chain, but it's probably the best filet mignon that I've tried out of all the spots here in Austin. So just a very inviting environment, comfortable. It's not super loud and the food's fantastic. So I enjoy conversations over a good steak.
Yeah. And that's saying a lot in a town like Austin, with Texas being steak and a foodie town. That's quite a compliment to that restaurant. All right. Who or what are you grateful for that helped you get you where you are today?
I'm grateful first and foremost for my parents for being very supportive. I got a PhD in engineering and I worked as an engineer for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
And I decided to leave. I decided to quit a good paying job in a leadership role with a good salary for my age at the time, with good benefits, 401k, everything that comes with a corporate job. And I told my parents that I didn't want to do it anymore. I wanted to start this business. And there wasn't a single moment of regret or disappointment or anything negative at all. It was go follow your dreams. Mm-hmm. And that to me, it allowed me to be who I wanted to be and not have anything in the back of my head holding me back. So super, super grateful for that. Going into that conversation, I was really nervous, obviously, letting my parents down, spent all this time and energy, and now I'm just completely switching gears in my career. And they just smiled and said, go for it. You got it. So super grateful for my parents. And then I have to mention my wife. My wife has been with me since the start. The entrepreneurial journey is not an easy one. It's filled with ups and downs and sideways and backwards and forwards. So just her by my side the whole time supporting me has been a blessing.
Let me ask you two questions. How did you end up in the canvas? There's so many things you could have done when you left. When you were leaving the engineer world, were you thinking cabinets or something else?
Yeah, in a nutshell, my engineering job just sucked the life out of me. Going from grad school, where I had a lot of creative freedom and flexibility to look at the current state of science and do science experiments to progress the field, you do that, you have a lot of academic freedom, you travel, you speak at conferences, you meet some really interesting people. That life came to an end when I sat in front of a computer with two monitors and a boss and a couple of coworkers, and nothing against anyone in that industry. It's just, I didn't fit in. I didn't feel like this is where I want to spend 25 years of my life. Mm-hmm. So, after 5 years of being in the industry, I started flipping houses in Austin. Mm-hmm. And that's what got me into the construction industry. So flipping houses led to me remodeling houses for a fee for people, not as an investment, but just to remodel their houses like a contractor would. Mm-hmm. And every project I had, we got to the end of it. We were really excited to finish and it was cabinet day and they wouldn't show up and then they wouldn't answer their phones. And then they showed up 4 days late and they didn't have the stuff they needed. And then something else happened. And it wasn't just one company. It was literally the cheap companies because I was trying to save money, but it was also the expensive companies because I thought they'd do a better job. And it just really frustrated me to the point where I felt like I could figure it out and do a better job. And taught myself kitchen design. It's not rocket science. It's just figuring out geometry in kitchens and there's some theory behind it. But at the end of the day, it's not rocket science. So I started doing it for my own projects and then it led to helping friends and then friends of friends. And then around the middle of 2017, my phone was ringing off the hook with people I had never met. And I was working on their projects as well. So it was just fun to see something, solving it out of necessity and then it leading to a real business. I'll give you a fun fact. So the first name of our company was actually Investor Depot. which I thought was a clever play on Home Depot. Mm-hmm. So my idea at the time was to set up a one-stop shop for house flippers to just have someone do it the right way for a good price. I thought that there was a good market for it. Mm-hmm. But when my phone was ringing and people were asking me, do you guys sell cabinets? I heard you sell cabinets. The name didn't reflect what we offered. And yeah. I think it was just a marketing faux pas. Yeah. So we rebranded, but that was just a funny time of my life where people, they would call me up and, are you guys like a banker? Or I don't know what you guys do. I heard you guys do cabinets. So confusing your ideal clients, not a good way to start a business.
I always love asking, I love asking the origination name. The origin story up behind a name. Why Cabinet IQ? That's a great name.
Thank you. I feel like it reflects the nature of our business. And what I mean by that is we feel strongly that we're the smart choice for cabinets and countertops.
There you go.
Just the name of the company reflects that. I feel like the way that we operate, the systems, the technology, the process, I feel like it really reflects the way that we do business as a company.
So you identified a problem in the market. And you fixed it. That's the true entrepreneur. And that's how you ended up in a business. Real quick, going back to your moment of getting out of being an engineer, I refer to that as the ulcer moment. I had that moment when I was 24 years old. I was working in a publishing firm and I had my only one and only ulcer in that moment. And I had to leave, had to get out of that situation. So good for you. I love it. Love the journey. Did you, and before we go into the franchise piece of it, how you ended up turning into a franchise, when you started the cabinet piece, did you think you would turn into a franchise or was it just to start a cabinet company?
It was just to start a cabinet company. I got to the point where we had two stores in completely different markets here in Austin. They're about, you know, depending on traffic, almost an hour away if you want to drive through traffic. So different markets, systems are set up, the companies are running without me. I don't need to be here. And I wanted to grow. It wasn't just, this is my end goal was to have two cabinet stores. I wanted to keep growing and keep serving more people and doing things the right way. And I started looking at options, right? Multiple corporate stores, big corporation. I stumbled upon franchising, actually. I started looking at growth methods for businesses and franchising popped up. And I feel like franchise is a word that most people recognize and they just know the word franchise, but they don't really understand the inner workings of franchisor or franchisee. Mm-hmm. So I spent a long time digging into it. And the more I researched it and learned, I just thought it was a beautiful win relationship. It just really vibed with me. And it really made me think about the impact that I could have both on the consumer, having a very consistent process, consistent experience, and also giving an opportunity for someone that just has an itch like I had to get out of corporate America and give them a vehicle to grow something of value and to provide for their families and to have a creative and flexible schedule like a business owner can. So it really spoke to me. It called me and it's something that I'm glad I dove into.
So it grew to the point where you needed to figure out how do we scale it, right? What was the biggest problem you were solving? Was it just people not showing up on time? And that's a pretty fundamental thing. That's why you got into the business. Are there other problems that you saw in the marketplace that needed solving as well? Or was that the main situation?
There's a lot. There's a huge list. I think that the biggest question people have, no matter what their budget is or how much money they have, they want to know how much something costs. That's like another problem that we solved. So we have some quick quotes, some proprietary quick quote tools that we've developed where someone can walk in and they're going to walk out with a budget and find a good cabinet line that they like. So that's another one. It's on the front end of a sales process. When someone comes in and they see that we have at this point more 5-star reviews than almost every single one of our competitors combined. Wow. At this point, which is awesome. We get 5-star reviews from almost every single person we work with. They go online just to make Google accounts sometimes just to leave us one. We go above and beyond. We call ourselves a 6-star service, not just a 5-star experience. So people come to us, we're their first stop on their cabinet tour. And they don't know anything about kitchen remodeling. They don't know where to start. They just know that their cabinets are ugly and they're ready to remodel something. And I think the way that we do business, we're not salesy, but we're educational. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a big part of how we operate. And it's common for in our industry Most people don't go to just one cabin store, and most people don't go to four. They're going to typically visit 2 to 3 showrooms. But when they come back after experiencing the other ones and they're ready to move forward, it just feels really good that we're doing things the right way.
Let me pop in here for 1 second. I've got some great news. I'd like to offer you a free copy of my brand new book that's coming out in just a few weeks. It's called Your First Franchise Roadmap. It lays out the steps on how to get started in your first franchise. Check out yourfirstfranchise.com/roadmap. yourfirstfranchise.com/roadmap. And you can sign up to be first to get the book. Now let's get back to the show. So let's break down where the business is today as a franchisee, franchisor relationship. Let's talk about the brand, what it requires. I know you have a storefront, and then, you know, what does that look like? Talk about, let's give an overview of the brand, then we'll dive into the investment level and the support and the training and the revenue and all that other stuff.
For cabinets and countertops, we do residential cabinets and countertops for proud homeowners. Mm-hmm. We do the design, the supply, and the installation of just those two materials. So unlike kitchen remodeling franchises, we're basically competing against remodeling companies. We're very niche in that. We have actually turned a lot of kitchen remodeling companies into customers by being specialists. So a decent amount of our business is business to business. People that trust us, they know that we're the best. We're the knee surgeons of the medical world.
Wow.
They come to us and we do all their cabinets. So this isn't just a one-off customer. This is repeat revenue. Whether it's one time a month or a couple of times a year, they're coming to us as specialists. Cabinets and countertops, just those two items. We used to be a kitchen remodeling company, but we did 285 projects last year. Mm-hmm. And if you did 285 full kitchen remodels, that's a massive business with huge amounts of people involved and problems that come with people and materials. So we started just paring down two things that we're the best at and wanted to deliver a very consistent experience. And that's cabinets and countertops. So cabinets and countertops, you do need a storefront. I know we're a blend of home service, but also retail. Cabinets, because our average kitchen costs about $40,000. Wow. We're in relatively high ticket. We're in like a mid to high end clientele. Mm-hmm. These customers aren't going to go online and just click a button and buy $40,000 worth of cabinets. It just doesn't happen. They want to be inspired. They want to go to a showroom and feel themselves in their new space. They want to understand the product, touch it, feel it, bring it into their own home to see how it looks in their light. So this business model, it does require a small footprint as a design showroom, but it's also just a meeting place to close deals, to work with clients, to get them inspired. This business is never going to go fully online. It's not something that's going to get replaced by Amazon. Cabinets is not necessarily the sexiest new gym concept or cookie craze, but this is a very consistent business that's always going to be around. We're going to need cabinets forever. So I like the business model. For me, it actually allows me to be creative without having to jar or paint. I see customers that come in with kitchens that just need remodeling. They're built in 1985 or 1990 or 2000, and they just get fully gutted. We do their cabinets and countertops, and then they come in with the after photos and bring our design team a bottle of wine or a gift card and show us the final photos. It just makes me feel really creative in a sense, being a part of the whole process.
I love that. Now, for the franchisee, the person coming into the business, what's their role? What does that look like?
Sure. This business requires two people to start, only two people. For example, it can be a husband, wife. One can be the designer. One can be the operations person. If it's just a single entrepreneur, they can either choose to do the design or be in operations, but they're going to have to hire one other person. So starting out, it's minimal employees. So the designer is also the salesperson. These are the people answering the phones, doing the design consultations. We train on everything. In fact, a couple of the franchisees starting out have no design experience at all. And we've taken them through the software, the kitchen theory. We have all the training set up for the franchisee to go from never designing a kitchen all the way to understanding how to make a beautiful kitchen. We spend a ton of time and effort building these training platforms And we also have a one-on-one kitchen designer trainer on staff that'll help guide them if any questions come up after they launch.
Okay. Now, what does the investment level look like to get in?
Sure. The item, so the total all-in investment is $190 to $225.
Okay.
And that includes the franchise fee, the showroom build out, and everything else in the item seven.
Okay.
We've partnered with some national cabinet companies, and I think I did a good job of negotiating discounts, not only on ongoing products to purchase, but on showroom discounts to build out their showroom. So for example, the discounts on materials to build out the showroom are anywhere from 50% off to 100% off.
Oh, wow.
So they're building out a very inspiring showroom for, we'll call it 75% less than it would cost if they were to go start up Yule's cabin shop down the street.
Wow. That's significant. Okay. Let's look at the revenue. What is the revenue, the item 19? What does that look like?
Sure. It's $2.4 million per unit per store.
Wow. That's strong.
It's strong, and I don't even know where we're going to end up. I know we're continuing to grow. That's the beauty about business-to-business accounts is you just accumulate more, and people speak in our industry. If you're good at what you do, it gets out quick. So I don't know where we're going to land and stabilize, but it's going to be more than what we're doing now.
Okay. I'm going to use technology to bridge right now. You have technology for both sides of the business, the back end to support the franchisee, and is there technology to do the business for the franchisee to sell? What does that look like?
Sure. I'll start with the technology for the franchisee to run their business.
Mm-hmm.
So as I was working through issues with the company from the day I started the company all the way through until last year, we implemented a new CRM. We started stacking on these technology pieces that we thought were critical to the business, and they are, but you're working with a marketing tool, you're working with a scheduling tool, a CRM to manage the customers through a pipeline, you have QuickBooks, you have all these, you have a review sequence gathered. We ended up with seven pieces of software that were vital in each area of the business to run the business. And at some point, I just wanted to collapse them all into one solution. So my COO took the task of interviewing every single out-of-the-box CRM in the market. It was about a six-month project to interview everyone, go through everything. And a lot of them would get 85% of the way there or be really good at this, but not have that at all. And we got to the point where we said, we need to just develop something on our own. Mm-hmm. So we've built our own platform that's Cabinet IQ and industry-specific.
Wow.
To take someone from entering the system, immediate text to the customer back, asking for some more information, and they fill it out. It's engaging within 5 minutes of filling out a form online. Speed to lead matters in all businesses. So connecting with them immediately has increased our rate of close. All the way through the proposal stage, the client can accept and pay right then and there. Notifications go out to who needs to know about it. We can schedule through it. Our subcontracted installers actually have an app on their phone and their schedules on it with the plans, the information, special notes. When they're driving from their house to the job in the morning, they click in route and the customer gets a text that your technician's on the way. So people just know what's going on at all times. And it goes a little bit deeper than that. We almost have a pizza tracker-like system for letting the customer know where they're at in the project. That's one of the biggest problems in construction is that people just don't know what's going on or who's coming or what's going to happen next. It's a big problem. And when we just let them know preemptively everything that needs to happen, both with their responsibility and what we're going to do and what's going to happen next, it makes everyone's stress level go way down. The employees that work for the remodeling company and the homeowner, it's just we join forces and knock out a really amazing project and end up with five-star review after five-star review.
And you use communications. At the end of the day, you've streamlined the entire communications process.
That's right. Yes. So all the way through the scheduling and then review collection and then the marketing automations too. 6 months down the road, we message them and say, hey, it's the 6 month anniversary of your kitchen. Is there anything out of place? Anything that we could do to help? Oh, by the way, if your neighbor is remodeling their kitchen, we'll give you a $500 gift card for a project if you recommend us. So there's just all these omnipresent strategies to run a good business. I think we've done a good job of putting it into one platform that's a Cabot IQ platform.
Okay. So you've touched on the support, the training, the back end. You've also touched on a little bit on the marketing just now and the technology that pulls all those pieces together. When somebody's launching a business, what does that look like?
From a marketing standpoint? Yeah, this is a big one. Sales and marketing is actually my happy place. It's what I enjoy. It's my unique ability. We have a go-to-market plan that is super comprehensive. It's not just like every other brand does, a website, pay-per-click, and Facebook stuff. We actually have an outbound call center. I know a lot of companies, a lot of franchise systems have an inbound call center. We want to reach out to potential customers and set up appointments. So the franchisee will have an outbound call center representative basically working for them from day one. We do this 2 months prior to opening. And actually in Huntsville, Alabama, I'll use this as an example. Within 3 weeks of launching the outbound call center program, they had about 100 contacts in their CRM.
Wow.
So 100 people that are either in market or will be soon that are now in the Cabinet IQ fold, in the CRM, they're getting the monthly updates, they're getting the good news. And when it comes down to having the grand opening day, they have 250 people to invite that are customers. So it's going to be fun to see this, the go-to-market strategy, not just working for us in Austin, but it works in other markets as well.
How long does it take somebody, once they say, okay, I'm interested, I'm doing this, to get them to the point where they're ready to open their doors and get the door? You didn't start them at the starting blocks. They're already halfway down the track with the leads you just provided to launch the business. What is the time to open the business?
Sure. We've actually separated this into two tracks. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is we want to make a sale for the franchisee. We want the franchisee to make a sale before their doors are even open.
That's awesome.
So what does this mean? This means that the track to go from signing the franchise agreement to making their first sale, we have it set up as a 100-day program. So if they're all in and they work full time, they can get through all the online training, work with our kitchen design trainer, come to Austin for training, and then go back in their market and be ready to sell. They'll have all the tools in their tool belt, all the systems ready. They'll have all the samples. They'll have all the cabinet samples ready. And they can basically take on leads, go to someone's house, sit at their kitchen table, explain why they're a good fit, and sell a project to them before their doors are even open. That's 100 days. It's aggressive, but it's something that when a franchisee stays on track, we're not the bottleneck. They can go as fast as they want. Everything is right in front of them.
That's awesome.
So that's a 100-day track to first sell. The other track is the showroom build out. And this is basically a franchise agreement. We have a national real estate team that's helping them identify the real estate, figure out the LOI lease. But as soon as they sign a lease, our corporate team designs the ideal showroom. We have a very specific way that we guide customers through our showrooms. Mm-hmm. And it's more to inspire them than going to Burlington Coat Factory, where there's tons of stuff. You'll probably find it, but you just feel overwhelmed. So we want to make a very consistent experience, meaning we'll design the showroom for them. The homework we have for the franchisee is to work with a local interior designer, because they're going to know the local trends, what's trending, what's popular, what's going to be popular soon. So they just need to pick out some cabinet colors and then they can click orders. So we make it super simple for the showroom design. The cabinets come in about 5 weeks. And yes, we're building kitchens, but these are very small ones and they go super fast. You're not building out a restaurant. So from the time someone signs a lease until the time that their doors are open, it should be about 4 months.
Okay. Look fast for a business that can do 2.4 million.
Yes, I think so. And it's really the preparation on the front end. As soon as they sign, we're sending them a lot of stuff that they can use to make those sales. And now we're just talking about a few cabinet displays that come in fairly quick. They assemble them, install them, pop a couple of desks in the office, and you're up and running for business.
Wow. All right. Your vision for the business, what do you see it? Where do you see this taking this?
Yeah, I'll start with a mission. I think the mission is important. The mission is to eradicate the fear of kitchen remodeling for proud homeowners in America.
Love it.
It's a big mission. I feel like a lot of homeowners, they want to remodel, but they don't know who to hire. And all the horror stories you hear. Are they going to steal money from me? Are they going to be in business next year? How do I go about this? So the mission is to eradicate fear for kitchen remodeling for proud homeowners. The vision is to be the largest and most respected cabinet chain of cabinet and countertop showrooms. So you think of cabinets and countertops, you think of our brand. If you shop anywhere else, it's because you just don't know what you're doing. You're not making the smart choice. That's what I see as the vision. So this is filling up the Class A territories fairly quickly, working with Franchise Fastlane. Now we've been hiring like crazy to support the growth that we're going to have soon. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really fun to see people up and running and being successful in their own markets.
I love it. Folks, if you are interested, let me button up right here, Michael. That was perfect. Folks, if you're interested in Cabinet IQ, I'm working with Michael and his team. Get in touch with me at yourfirstfranchise.com. Just hit the contact us button, yourfirstfranchise.com. And we will get you started. Michael, I want to thank you for your time, your insights. Man, I love showing your brand. It's a fantastic brand. And the work that you all put in to make it turnkey is evident. Very evident.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate
you having me on.
All right. And that is a wrap with Michael. Look, I love the way he processes things. And he and I spoke a little further after we did that interview. And the fact that he left an engineering job, a really well-respected engineering job, pays well, great benefits, all the things he said, it wasn't the right fit for him. He had what I call the ulcer moment. And sure enough, he had the ulcer moment. But that job was necessary, think about it, because the way he approaches it, the systems and processes that he has in place does one thing. It helps smooth out the communications process, takes away the fear, and it instills trust into the customers. What a novel idea. It works. That's why I love this brand. That's why I promote this brand. If you'd like to learn more about Cabinet IQ, get in touch with me at yourfirstfranchise.com. Yourfirstfranchise.com, and we'll see what will get you going. We'll get you going. Now, the final thing. You've been following this channel for a little while. If you're new to it, this is going to be new to you. But if you've been following a little while, you know the drill. Be intentional and make today a great day. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.